When you think of some of the headlines over these past days and weeks and months, it doesn't exactly lift the heart. If I was to mention words such as Aleppo, Mosul, Syria, Yemen, Berlin, cash crisis, economic uncertainty, and all sorts of things. I am told that apparently one of the sayings that is going about at the moment is that 2016 was rubbish. I don't know if any of... I was told that on good authority by a young person, so it must be right, I'm sure. So apparently in social media, that's the story. 2016, it was pretty rubbish. So there you are. By the way, I'm not making any political statement when I say that. So, but anyway, that's the story. That's the headline with some. So in the midst of all of that, let me just remind you this morning, and I'm not going to take too long to do it. Says you, I've heard that before from a Presbyterian minister and it didn't quite work. But anyway, that's the theory. I want to just leave you with good news. In the midst of, whether you think 2016 was rubbish or whether you think it was brilliant, I want to leave you with some good news. And it might help to turn it on. Yes, that's better. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 says to us, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." And that's a brilliant verse that encapsulates that when that little baby, Jesus, was born, when he appeared from the Virgin Mary's womb, the grace of God appeared in a special way. I could focus on different things this morning. It's appeared to all men. It's a message for all men, the universal dimension of the gospel. It is for all men and women, and that is a wonderful message. But what I want to focus on this morning, just for a moment, and if you like, if I could even use this language, this will be my gift to you as a preacher. So a preaching gift to you, and the cynic is saying the preaching gift is that you're going to be short. Well, I'll ignore that. I may be short, but here is what I want to share with you this morning. And let me begin. That funny little rhyme that goes about at this time of the year, the Christmas song, he's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Now, why do I put that up? I put it up for this reason. There are quite a number of people who think that God operates, if you like, with a naughty and nice list. So the idea is that if you do enough good things, you'll be on the nice list and you'll maybe get something. But if you veer into doing all sorts of bad things, well, you're just on the naughty list and you needn't be expecting to be getting anything. Well, let me say this and let me say it loud and clear. God does not operate a naughty and nice list. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not teaching us that if we do enough good things, then we'll be in God's nice list. And if we do bad things, then we'll definitely be on his naughty list. The gospel teaches us that actually we are all on the naughty list. And the even worse news is that there's nothing that either you or I can do to get off it. But here's the amazing thing, that even though you and I are on the naughty list, God gives you the very best gift of all. And that is why grace is amazing. And here, if you like, is my gift as a preacher to you this morning, to remind you of something really, really important. Is God's love conditional on what you and I do? When you come to the Lord, will he just love you when you do good things? And he'll stop loving you when you do bad things? No. Listen to these words from an American preacher and pastor called Brian Chappell. He says this: no one can serve a God who only loves us when we are good. If God's love is conditional, if he is only waiting to get us when we step out of line, if avoidance of his rejection or relief of our guilt is the reason for serving him, then we may obey him for a time, but we will not like him very much. And if you do not like the Lord, then you will neither love him, nor will you want to serve him. But that is why grace is such an amazing thing. And when we see grace, that it not only saves us, it keeps us, and it inspires us. Here's a Christmas morning question for you. Here are two statements. Which one is the gospel? Statement number one: I obey, therefore I am accepted. Or the second statement: I'm accepted, therefore I obey. I know you don't want to do any thinking on Christmas morning, but I want you to think about that. Which one is the gospel? Is the gospel saying, obey God, do this, do that, do the other thing, and maybe you'll be accepted? Or is the gospel saying, you are accepted in Jesus by sheer grace? And when you see that, when you experience that, then you will want to obey. Those two ideas are sitting this morning in this church. Some subscribe to the top one, some subscribe to the bottom one. And in every single church around the country, I suspect, you will get those two ideas. Well, the gospel says, I'm accepted, therefore I obey. You are accepted in Jesus Christ. And when you come to see that Jesus died for you, that he shed his blood for you, and that all that is required is for you simply to accept that and to believe it with all your heart, that you are loved and you are accepted in Jesus. There's nothing more you have to do. There's nothing less you have to do. You're accepted by sheer grace through faith in Jesus. When you see that, when you really see it, then it will have a life-changing effect on you. And here's what I leave you with this morning. If you are in Jesus, if you have believed in Jesus, you are accepted. There's nothing more that you have to do to be any more accepted. And even when you make a bit of a mess of things, you're still accepted. You're still loved by an amazing God with amazing grace. And the people who often hear me preach will know that I have often quoted Martin Luther. And 2017, if we reach 2017, will be a very special year when we remember 500 years ago Martin Luther standing and nailing the sheet of paper to the door. And Martin Luther used to say, every morning he got out of his bed, he used to say to him, you know what, Martin, you are accepted in Jesus. The world may be collapsing in around you. You may have many, many problems, but you are accepted. So there is an amazing thing. You are free. You see, the wonderful thing about being free in Christ is this, that you don't have to pretend to be something that you're not. There's still an awful lot of people in the kingdom of Mourn pretending to be something that they're not. They're trying to prove themselves to God. They're trying to prove themselves to their neighbor. They live their life looking over their shoulders, worrying what someone is thinking about them. And in my book, that is a fairly sad place to be. when you realize that you are accepted in Jesus, that there's nothing more that you need to do and there's nothing less that you can do to be accepted in Jesus, and you'll be accepted in Jesus until the day you're called home, then you don't have to try and prove yourself to God or to anyone else. You will live for the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes you'll make a mess of it. Sometimes you'll get on okay, but you'll keep pressing on. You are free. And there's the last thing. You are motivated. So folks, this morning, that is my short Christmas morning message. The gospel says, and it would be lovely, and it's been my prayer, that even this morning, on Christmas morning, that there might even be somebody who would see this for the very first time. The gospel says that in Jesus you are accepted. Have you seen that? Have you believed it? Have you come to accept it in your heart by grace through faith? And when you see that you are accepted, it frees you. Stop having to go through life proving yourself to other people or to God. You're accepted in Jesus. And you're motivated and you're inspired to go out and to serve him, because you are just so touched by the amazing grace of an amazing God. Let me pray and then we sing. Father, teach us this morning that in Jesus Christ, even though we are sinners, we are loved and accepted. Lord, help us to see that, not just in our heads, but in our hearts, to experience it and to come to be motivated and inspired by it, that we might in turn go out and live for the Lord who has loved us in the very first place. Lord, may that be a wonderful gift for many here today, that we will meet even for the very first time, say thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen.